Hello, and thank you for pressing play. This one's going to be a doozy. I am going to have a little bit of a rant here because, as the subject line reads, it happened again. And I am still, to this day, shocked that this continues to happen. What am I talking about? Well, today I read a headline in a local online paper that someone has been charged with embezzling hundreds of thousands of dollars from a company. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now, I did an episode titled, "There's No Treatment for That," with a question mark, back in December. Less than 6 months ago, I talked about this very thing, and here we are again. Why am I talking about this? Because it is happening at all different levels. Different, doesn't matter the size of the business. It is happening to nonprofits. It's happening to associations. And people don't know what to look for, or they're ignoring the signs. There are clearly red flags in every single one of those that I could point out to people, have pointed it out to people, and they continue to refuse to look at it. Now, let me give you a little bit of background on all of this. I have investigated 4 embezzlement cases over the past 10 to 15 years. The one most recently that I did, out of all of those 4, I should say, there was only one that finally ended up going the distance, meaning the person was actually charged for the crime, was convicted, and was sentenced to pay restitution, which was less than what was uncovered in the investigation, was also charged with jail time. And here's the deal. These people, and in the last case that I did, they don't have the money to pay it back. The company they stole from is never going to recoup that money. The person that stole the money had medical issues herself, as well as within her family, and none of that money could we show was used to pay medical bills, household expenses. No. It was used to buy jewelry, patio furniture, landscaping, cruises, concerts. Yeah. In freaking sane. And I believe that there are things that we, and when I say we, as a service provider to these businesses, as well as owners of businesses, managers within businesses, and when I say businesses, I'm also including organizations, associations, anyone that takes in money, claims income, and pays for expenses. Money coming in, money going out, and it's going rightfully to where it should be. We all need to know what to look for. We all need to know how to go about getting the proper people in the proper positions so that this isn't happening. I see people stealing on various levels. I've seen people pad their time cards. I've seen people charge. And it always starts small too, by the way, I'll have to tell you. But charging, oh, I'll just get another tank of gas, even though I just got one 2 days ago. And I ended up driving all over the place using the company car for my own personal use, even though I don't have an agreement with the company to do that. But because I needed to put fuel in the company vehicle, I'm just going to use the company gas card to do that. And And I also purchase fuel at a place that we typically don't go by on a regular basis because, no, I was out and about having fun and, oh, I need to tank of gas. Or, oh, I need a few extra tools. And so I'm just going to charge it on the company's account and hopefully no one will notice. Yeah. Little things like that. People coming in 10 minutes late, leaving 10 minutes early, but still charging their full time. A few minutes here or there, I get it. It still adds up. And what ends up happening is you're stealing from everybody within the business because eventually, as they say, it all flows downhill and it affects all of us. And it's just not right. So I believe that there is things that we can do to prevent this from happening. I believe that preparing people for the task at hand to really make sure that the people handling the money, even the people doing the data entry, really understand debits and credits and vendors and customers. You'd have the same person or same company being a customer as well as a vendor. And how do you actually categorize that within your accounting system? We have people that are putting stuff into accounting system that really don't understand it. They're not accounting for various things in the right proper places. So we're not knowing, are we being diligent about what's happening? So getting the right people in the right positions and then training people. You can train people to do many of these tasks, but you need to give it the time and the diligence when we're doing that. We need to make sure that we have systems in place so that we are properly allocating time and resources to those things. I also believe, talk about stealing from companies, when someone is sitting in a seat charging you by the hour, what are they actually getting done? Are we maximizing and being efficient with the use of the people that we have in place? Are we properly allocating? Does someone really have a pulse on things that we order? Are they the proper things? Is it the right dollar amount that was agreed upon? Are we tracking for increase in price so that we are also increasing our prices potentially? Is someone looking at that? Is someone paying attention? Is somebody watching who's signing the checks for these organizations or doing the ACH payments? Who's got credit cards? And what's being charged on the credit card? And is someone looking at that on a regular basis? Is somebody reconciling all of these accounts and looking at that? Is somebody doing a periodic or regularly annual audit, especially if you are a nonprofit or an association? Is somebody else looking at and making sure that you're following, that your organization is following your own guidelines? The answer to a lot of those questions, folks, is no. Why do I know that? Again, because I get asked to come in. I have been asked because people leave an organization and I get recommended, or there's potentially a problem. And so I get asked, hey, would you mind looking at this for us? And if someone thinks we might have a problem, if you have a suspicion, go with your gut, because you do. And there's probably more than what you're really thinking of. How do I know that? It's the reason why I have a business that deals with this on a regular basis. I have been, even, you know, somebody leaves And I'm asked to, hey, would you, you know, come in and take over for these responsibilities within our organization? And not always, but a lot of times I'm like, why is this being done this way? What? And I will always ask, like, what is the system that you believe is happening right now? Is it working? Is it efficient? Are you project manager, owner, department manager? Are you getting and seeing all of the things that you're expecting to? What is that process? And we walk through it. And then I may or may not make suggestions. But we have to look at all of those things and to have a fresh set of eyes, even if it is on, pick a time frame, but at least once a year, that you're having those conversations. And then if things change within the organization, we're making those changes and we're actually understanding what's going on. But to watch this happen again and to see the dollar amount, hundreds of thousands of dollars. What the hell is going on? Like, I want to start having those conversations. I really want people to know better ways, what to look for. What are those red flags? There are so many. I could do multiple, and I don't mean to chuckle about this, but it's so true. The amount of episodes I could do just on red flags alone. Oh, my wife's going to do my books because, well, you know, I'm starting a business and yeah, she's just going to help me. That's fine and dandy if your wife is actually trained in accounting and understands it and understands how it works within your industry and making sure that you have all of the things set up. I had somebody reach out to me after the fact and they're like, oh, I found out that we weren't paying workers' comp insurance. What? Why not? Well, we didn't know if we really needed it. The person just didn't go through and set up. Whose responsibility is it? When you're going through and setting up a new business, for goodness sakes, there's checklists online. Secretary of State has a great set of information. I don't care what state you're located in. There are resources out there to do that. And I'm not here to beat anybody over the head, but I'm here to shine a light on what's going on and to put together some things to help educate people and to show people ways so that this doesn't happen to somebody else. I wish that people would reach out and say, hey, would you mind looking at this? Would you mind giving us some thoughts and ideas? I don't understand this. I have somebody earlier this year reach out to me and say, hey, my accountant says that I might have misclassified some information, but I'm not sure exactly what I need to do and what that looks like. Would you mind looking at that for me? Sure, absolutely. Pull up their chart of accounts, look at the particular item that the accountant had referenced, opened up the detail, asked some questions, and appropriately put the things where they needed to be. Sometimes people, and they don't realize oftentimes in accounting systems that it's saving entries, especially if people are just copying a previous entry and not changing the chart of accounts because they didn't think they needed to. Just because you might have a vendor that everything that you get from them is under that same chart of accounts. I have that happen. Have that happen when subcontractors are also charging you for material and they're breaking it out. You need to break out those two different things. I'm not here to do an accounting lesson here, but there are things that are very easy for, and I say easy because I've been doing it for a long time. I know what to look for. I know the questions to ask. I've seen the red flags, trust me. Doing that last embezzlement case was a huge eye-opener for me on many, many levels. What wasn't happening within an organization, things that were frustrating to the owners that they didn't know how to navigate, that they weren't even sure what to look for. And then there were things that they weren't even looking at. Yeah, there are things. So I'm going to get off my rant here and just want you all to know that this is continuing to happen. I'm not necessarily astonished, but I'm frustrated that it's happened again to another company. And if I can stop this insanity within businesses and organizations, associations, nonprofits, I want to be able to do that. So I would love to have a conversation with anyone and everyone that may want to do that. You can find me out there just about anywhere, and I'm going to highlight this online for people to come in and listen to if they so choose. But if you are listening to this and you have a suspicion or you just want an extra set of eyes, reach out to me. Let's stop this insanity. All right. Thanks so much for stopping by. I'll be back for another episode. Take care.